And now this is a dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Lehner, L-E-H-N-E-R-T, November 1254. Addressed as a letter to Robert Hatinga, H-U-T-T-I-N-G-A-P-A, 9896076875. Dear Mr. Hatinga, a follow-up for Mrs. Lehner, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure for rheumatoid arthritis. Last visit in December, comes in person. Minimal edema around the ankles. Prior ovarian cancer, abdominal radiation that causes intermittent bowel obstruction, constipation. Does not tolerate any extra fiber. Off and on has nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Constipation turns into diarrhea and then goes back to normal within 2 days. There has been, however, no new episode in the past. She's trying to keep activity and drinking liquids to have a normal bowel movement if possible. Denies vomiting, denies blood in the stools, good urination without infection, cloudiness of blood, some degree of dyspnea, but not chest pain palpitation, no oxygen inhalers, no orthopnea PND. There has been prior tail of the pancreas abnormalities. She's supposed to follow with an MRI, MRCP. There has been also abnormal liver function test to see a gastroenterologist, August 5th, spectrum Grand Rapids. Incidental gallbladder stones on the ultrasound for above condition to see the surgeon on the 26th July, and they are talking about HIDA, H-I-D-A scan. Patient understands that she might not be a candidate for surgery because of the abdominal radiation, high risk for adhesions and rupture of colon. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. The only blood pressure medicine is diltiazem, D-I-L-T-I-A-Z-E-N, antidepressants for osteoporosis on Prolia, P-R-O-L-I-A. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 120/60 on the left side, alert orientation 3, attentive, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no gross lymph nodes or palpable neck masses, lungs without rhalwiesis, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap. Strong pulses, brachial and radial symmetrical, prior history of superior vena cava right-sided from central lines, no gross abdominal distension, I don't see cellulitis, minimal edema around the ankles, and no neurological problems. Next paragraph, chemistry from May, creatinine is stable around 1.16. For a GFR of 47, stage 3, a normal sodium potassium acid base. Low albumin at 3 with a normal calcium. PTH not elevated. Phosphorus low at 2.3. No albumin in the urine, less than 30 milligrams per gram. Normal white blood cell, normal hemoglobin platelets. Chronic elevation white blood cell and neutrophils, elevated AST, ALT, elevated alkaline phosphatase, although normal bilirubin, total protein normal, albumin low at 3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Next number, low albumin, likely related to chronic liver disease and poor protein intake. No evidence of proteinuria or nephrotic syndrome. Next number, hypertension, well controlled on diltiazem. Next number, bilateral small kidneys. Next number, prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure discontinued. Rheumatoid arthritis is stable, follows with Dr. June, J-U-N-E. Next number, ovarian cancer, post-abdominal radiation. Complications of intermittent bouts of bowel obstruction. Next number, incidental gallbladder stones, workup as indicated above. Next number, depression on treatment. Next number, osteoporosis on treatment. All issues discussed at length with the patient, come back in 6 months, end of dictation.